I think it's not just an economic issue. I think it's a moral issue. I think it's frankly not moral for my generation to keep spending massively more than we take in, knowing those burdens are going to be passed on to the next generation. And they're going to be paying the interest and the principal all their lives. And the amount of debt we're adding at $1 trillion a year is simply not moral. So how do we deal with it? Well, mathematically, there are three ways that you can cut it. A deficit. One, of course, is to raise taxes. Number two is to cut spending. And number three is to grow the economy. Because if more people work in a growing economy, they're paying taxes and you can get the job done that way. The president would prefer raising taxes. I understand. The problem with raising taxes is that it slows down the rate of growth. And you can never quite get the job done. I want to lower spending and encourage economic growth at the same time. What things would I cut from spending? Well, first of all, I will eliminate all programs by this test if they don't pass it. Is the program so critical it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it? And if not, I'll get rid of it. Obamacare is on my list. I apologize, Mr. President. I use that term with all respect, by the way. Good. Okay, good. So I'll get rid of that. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too. But I'm not going to keep on spending money on things to borrow money from China to pay for. So that's number one. Number two, I'll take programs that are currently good programs, but I think could be run more efficiently at the state level and send them to the state. Number three, I'll make government more efficient. I'm going to cut back the number of employees, combine some agencies and departments. My cutbacks will be done through attrition, by the way. This is the approach we have to take to get America to a balanced budget. The president said he'd cut the deficit in half. Unfortunately, he doubled it. $1 trillion deficits for the last 4 years. The president's put in place as much public debt, almost as much debt held by the public as all prior presidents combined.